Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Women, today I want to talk to you about how it is possible to attract ideal clients, amazing projects, and amazing money doing what you love, speaking your spiritual truth, flowing with your feminine flow, and expressing your creativity, your soul's mission, without compromising your health, without compromising your joy, without compromising your energetics. I have so many women who are approaching me and women that I am mentoring who have been bounded, chained up by a fear, a really strong fear of being ostracized, a fear of being rejected, a fear of being cast out of society, a fear of being burned, a fear of being persecuted if they speak their spiritual truth. I have so many women who I work and partner with women who are unsure that they will attract the money and the projects that of their dreams, because they think that speaking about energy and spirit will not speak to or serve the general pool of just trying to explain this. The mainstream clients, potential clients, high chances are you are someone who is successful, who's worked in corporate or who is working in corporate. Maybe you're an associate at a large firm or running your own company. And for many years now, you've been high chances saying yes to projects that are coming into the firm. The firm needs money. The projects that are coming in are not horrible, yet, if you're hearing the call to bridge your spiritual superpowers, your magic, your intuition with architecture, and it's high chances it's building up right now because the awakening, the impulse of the awakening I want to use the word piercing, is like shaking up your body. And you're at a point where you know you need to take the next step. You need to cross the threshold and start weaving this wisdom into the way that you practice. But going back to, the scenario, the paradigm that you've been working in and serving, that paradigm is about, you accept most projects coming into the firm, coming into the office, and you adjust yourself to your client. You adjust yourself to make them happy and design a project that they want, right? And so a lot of women who are now feeling the buildup, the urge to really unleash their intuitive powers and to start speaking their spiritual truth. While that higher self is guiding them, guiding you to take this leap, you know you need to take this leap, and yet parts of you are holding back in fear of being ostracized, in fear of being persecuted. You may not be aware that that is actually what's going on. Many of the clients I work with realize through the work, the deep journey work that I guide them through, the healing work, the alchemical energy healing work in particular, uncovers the source of this fear. And we work together to unlock it, to acknowledge it, to set it free, to allow it to transform into its highest potential and let it go out of your system so that you can step into the leader that you are, step into the soul's mission, your soul's mission, and make a difference on this planet in the way that your soul was meant to, in the way that your soul came here to this planet to do. Said, I'm ready. I want to do this. I've entered into this dimension, this the 3D onto Earth, landed on Earth to fulfill this task. You know what that task is? Can you hear it? Can you feel it in your body? Have you been going against it, against that current, against that spiritual truth, against that knowing, that deep knowing? When I was going against that current of truth, I was depleted, stressed, blaming everyone, suffering from chronic illnesses, and I was experiencing resentment too for, you know, saying yes to certain jobs, saying yes to certain clients, saying yes to certain projects. It was a mess. Totally unaligned the way I was living. And yet, as I studied esoteric wisdom, as I did yoga, as I meditated, when I gave birth to my son, my beautiful son, my third eye opened, my intuition skyrocketed, and I was guided. I was guided by source, by my spirit guides, by the angels, by light beings, to transmit and birth the sacred blueprints of our new earth. And that's how my signature system, the sacred blueprint, came to be. I listened. I took the big leap. Even though I didn't know where it was going to lead me and what kind of a business would come out of it, what kind of clients would come out of it. And now I am leading a flourishing business, serving incredibly powerful change agents, transformational leaders, women architects and designers who are the ancient temple builders of the future. And I'm supporting them to birth their own modality so that they magnetize their ideal clients, their ideal projects, and their ideal lifestyle. One that is suited to their unique energetic frequency, one that's suited to the rhythms that actually your design works operates best in. We hear about human design. I'm not a human design expert, but I have a human design coach. And working with your design is really important. But it's not necessary to be, you know, totally versed or, you know, I'm not saying you need to go and study human design, but the how I guide my clients, the women that are mentoring with me, is we go through deep journey work into your inner temple to glean, to discover, to find the treasures that reside within you. And your unique expression, how you need to express yourself while, you know, express yourself in the way that you design and the way that you work with your clients. I was so scared of being ostracized by the Architecture Association in Canada. I have 20 plus years experience working in various firms across the world, and predominantly in Canada. That's where I was born and that's where I studied architecture. I'm a University of Waterloo graduate, great program, which gave us the opportunity to study abroad as well as gain working experience through its co-op program. So amazing university program. And a big piece of the puzzle was missing in that education, which is the energetic dimension, the energetic realm, connecting with the land, connecting with your intuition. There was one or two professors that, you know, I feel had that they were sharing some of that wisdom, but not to the point where you're actually talking about fairies, gnomes, angels, light beings, you know, and, you know, Mother Gaia, crystal, you know, palaces in the air, etheric realm, astral realm, right? And I'm not saying that that's what you need to do. Like, I'm not saying that that is what is required to take a spiritual approach, that you need to actually use this language with your clients or with your collaborators. But we've held back that story for way too long. The Indigenous communities in Canada and the rest of the world and ancient cultures lived and breathed that story, lived and breathed the story of the goddess, lived and breathed the story of the Christ consciousness, lived and breathed the story of the nature spirits, lived and breathed the story of the gods and goddesses that are representatives of aspects of God. Within these stories, there is a whole, you know, abyss of wisdom that help us to remember who we are, remember the multidimensionality or the multidimensional aspect of us, that we are powerful creators. So when I tapped this, when I began to tap this wisdom and stop caring about what other people think about me, stop caring that, or stop living in the fear that I'm going to be ostracized, that I'm going to be burned at the stake, I'm going to be imprisoned, that I'm going to be violated. When I stop living in that fear, and I'm not saying that those fears don't exist. Don't get me wrong. I haven't, this is not about reaching a certain level of enlightenment and then there's no darkness ever again. You know, there are people who have reached it, and but all I want to just be truthful and honest with you that when I reach my thresholds, various thresholds in my business is growing, I'm growing team, I am refining systems, I'm having to step up in my leadership in ways that I would have never imagined because I was too freaked out of hurting other people's feelings, people pleasing, overextending myself, because I wanted to be part of the club or part of be accepted. And at a core, at the core essence of that is love. I wanted to be loved by others. But the best act, the most healing and profound act that you can do is first face your fears and take full responsibility of your situation right now and make a decision. Stop playing the victim. Because that's the trick, right, of our mind. I was blaming a lot, blaming the rest, the architecture profession. And really, that is also an allusion to the you know, yes, okay, yes, there are really some major things wrong with conventional architecture, and perhaps I'll lead into that next. But the veil, the black cloud that grew around me as a result of the blame stories. It's like this kind of like buffer that held me from the truth. And then that black cloud just keeps on feeding, like reinforcing your beliefs. And my beliefs then were, this work is too hard. This is shit. We're in front of the computer all the time. You know, nobody is really working with their bodies, their intuition. This is true, but I was in this kind of blame mode. It wasn't very positive. Blaming my husband, blaming my family. But at a certain point, it's like, okay, whoosh. Stop feeding off of that dark cloud, because that's what was causing my illness too. Stop feeding off of it and whoosh, cut it out. Cut it out of your periphery, of your vision. Dissolve it and make a decision. And so I took the big leap. It was in and around, I guess, the beginnings of COVID. Although I was building my business on the side, you know, with ideas and structuring it while I was working part-time at an office, I decided to quit, take the leap. It was scary, women. I mean, I have a family. I have a son. And part of my income was going right to support my family. So I had all kinds of stories running in like me, just like, you're irresponsible. What are you doing? You can't just, you know, quit your job when you have a family, and, you know, where's the income going to come from? And, you know, you should save this for when your son is in university and you can work more independently and he's not as dependent on you. And, you know, do it later. But that was just the, those were just the, that was the fear speaking. That was the fear speaking. And when I made the decision, I felt so free and so liberated. And I was able to spend more quality time with my son and my husband and really enjoy the juices of life. Then it took the, then it was about, okay, I found an amazing coach and I started to build my business from there. And now I am leading a really successful business, serving the most incredibly creative, beautiful pioneers of architecture, these women goddesses with, you know, all different colors, shapes, and forms. And I'm supporting them to build businesses that support their freedom, support their soul's calling, their divine calling. And I help them to take the leap, to take the brave, bold leap, to start to speak their spiritual truth. And now many of my clients are attracting their own clients through their unique modalities, applying their unique design modalities, which bridge energetics and spiritual wisdom with architecture, some landscape architecture, some interior design, and some are in the process of writing a book. Some are in the process of restructuring their whole business model so that they prioritize how they want to live rather than being in this 9 to 9. I want to say 9 to 5, but it's not 9 to 5 women in architecture. You know how much time, you know how many hours you need to put in conventional architecture. It's ridiculous. It's overworking, it's depletion. I know this is a strong word, but I'm going to use it anyway. It's slavery. There are some architecture offices that are much more awake, much more compassionate, in tune with, a healthy rhythm. But they're really few. There are really few of them. So, you know, it's time, women, it's time. If you are really just like hearing, being, if you're feeling really drawn to, you know, land energetics, dowsing, meditation, temple building, if you're really feeling drawn to getting to know the energetic dimensions of space building, of space making, then I urge you to follow that call, because this is the future. And, you know, this is what more and more people who are wanting to heal this planet, restore the balance of this planet, more and more people, whether they are commercial clients, you know, corporate clients, or residential clients, private, whether they are communities that are wanting to build a new sanctuary, whoever that may be, the future is being awakened to the spiritual energetics of our world and of ourselves. And so it's just not possible to omit that aspect. Now, I'm not saying that everyone has to do it, and, you know, like, it's like this new religion that I'm imposing upon everybody. Certainly not. Certainly not. But, you know, that can take many different shapes and forms, right? A holistic approach can take many different shapes and forms. And every one of you have a way of sharing that, expressing that. And that's what's exciting to discover. We are moving into the dimension, the new paradigm that is whole. It is about holistic. It's an understanding that we're all connected and everything is connected. So why is this important? Well, it's really important because when you have access to the whole consciousness, when you have access to a bigger picture, which allows you to understand that, maybe my clients aren't getting the building permit because the husband is still stuck on this pattern, which is causing, right, like delays in this permit process. I mean, I couldn't really give you a specific example, but you fill in the blank. You know what I mean? That's an example of a holistic approach, right? But what I also bring to the forefront through my work with the Sacred Blueprint System is to acknowledge that the land is a living being. And acknowledge that the land is deeply connected to our bodies, that we are the land. We are the land and the land is us. And that that the land deserves acknowledgement, respect, and deserves to be consulted. And in fact, we need to co-create with her to birth the blueprints for our clients. Now that is an approach that is not incorporated into the conceptual design phase, the schematic design phase, the design development design phase of the architectural design process. It's not included in the Architects Association, associations, best practice standards. Best practice standards. Do you know how many fucking egos there are in architecture who are running the show? Like, let's talk about best practices. That's not included in the best practice binder. Let's talk about how oppressed and stressed many of the young architects are working under these egomaniacs. Some of them are subtle egomaniacs. Some of them are obviously egomaniacs, right? And that really seeps into the entire culture, if there is a culture, of the firm. So how I'm speaking to the women who are sick and tired of this shit. I'm speaking to the women who want to make a change and who finally want to acknowledge all of the destruction and the rape of our land, of our indigenous peoples, of our ancient cultures, the ones that held the wisdom of the cycles of life, the ones that were doing circular design. I'm just referring to one of my older interviews with Jamie Miller, who is a biomimicry practitioner. And I think he was saying that, you know, the indigenous people that he collaborates with, he receives guidance from, they're like, we've been doing circular design forever, right? And you know, there are these firms, and also if we look at the client side, corporations, companies, who, you know, want to use the green as a, you know, as a way to get an award, right? Compassionate, equality, you know, Indigenous architects, right? But is it really genuine? Is it really genuine? And is that really the important conversation, right? It's kind of a trend right now, but can we take it deeper as a deep responsibility, women? That this is your task. This is our task as architects to restore the balance. And so my mission is to spread this light and to empower you and support you to totally change your way of being, your way of practicing, and weave what you always knew was true into the way that you create. And this way, when you step into your way, you will radiate. You will be in your creative flow. I mean, how many, can you remember like being in such creative blocks and being so scared that, you know, what if the clients don't like my work? You're trying to like, please, please make them happy, right? And then you end up resenting the situation because they just keep on asking for design changes over and over again. It's just the whole system is inefficient. The whole system is inefficient. We have the power to manifest with laser precision. We have the power to manifest our creations and also guide others to do so. Enough with the pain, enough with the overworking, enough with the grind, enough with the stress. The new paradigm is about playing, being in joy. It's also about humor, having a sense of humor about it all, not putting so much pressure on ourselves to make the perfect building. I'm having a good laugh now with my house construction. Like, okay, I didn't expect that. And then, wow, so many fun things start to appear where I've, you know, I've got walls that are not true, right? True meaning not 90 degrees, and the garden wall and the garden front door is now a bit wonky and all these. And you know what? It's okay. Let's bring the feminine flow, the looseness back again into architecture. And through that open, receptive state, then the precision of the cosmic blueprints can stream through. But if we're forcing that current, that natural current, that natural stream, if we're trying to go against that current, then either what we create will just look so rigid and forced. Maybe it's perfect for the magazines, but who the fuck cares about the magazines? I care about this planet, women. I care about the health of my clients. I care about the health of their properties. And I care that they actually live in a home rather than something that's it for the magazines. I care that they build the new structures for society, the new communities. I care that my clients start looking into systems that will support, you know, free energy, sustainable energy, and more things that I don't even know about right now. That just like each year, each month, there's a new download, a new transmission. And it's like, ooh, maybe we can create this. Maybe we can create that. Stepping into our child again, that dreamer. It's not practical. There's so many people are like, oh, you're just dreaming, Aisha. That can't happen. Well, the amount of things that I've accomplished in these last couple years are pretty miraculous. Women, I don't have chronic illness anymore. I'm in my flow. I'm in my sexual flow. I was so oppressed and traumatized. And sexual flow, that's a whole other portal that's opening up that is one of the keys to creating the new architecture. It's not just about sex, but it's about juiciness. It's about activating the juices, the fluids that enable the conduction of spirit to move through you, to move through your instrument. And then you become a servant to the source. Okay, that didn't maybe sound so right, but it's like you serve what is greater than you. Then you get out of your head, you get out of those fears, you get out of the survival consciousness, you get out of like, oh, protecting the ego, you know, like protecting, making sure she has the best image, right? Making sure she has the best, you know, magazine articles. What's my style of architecture? What's the, right? Oh, all of that is done, women. Let's play. Let's play, be in our joy, be in our orgasmic joy, be in our creative orgasmic joy, to open up to the greater temples that you are meant to build. Oh, I'm so excited for you. So women, I have a few spots open for one-on-one mentoring, my one-on-one mentoring program, which begins at the beginning of fall, so 1st of September. And I am currently offering a discount for early bird enrollment. There is an application link down below for you to fill out. If you are interested in partnering, send me a PM or an email if you have any questions. And, you know, the application doesn't, you know, bind you into any kind of contract with me. I also, you know, it also doesn't guarantee that you're going to be accepted. I mean, one of the keys of working, my success is actually through these applications. I also get my design clients, property owners, land stewards, to fill out an application as well. This is super key because that helps me to filter and screen the people coming in and making sure that they are an aligned match. I don't want to serve anyone anymore. I was trying to please everybody. We can't do that. Then you're trying to like squeeze and force your, maybe your modality on the side in secret. And, oh, are they going to be open to this? Are they going to? No. So that's one of the keys actually to attracting amazing clients, amazing money and projects without compromising your health, without compromising your wealth, your true wealth, and your creative expression, your spiritual truth, your soul's mission, all of it, without compromising who you truly are. So I would love to work with you if this is, if this resonates with you. Now, I only work with women who are 100% serious, who are in, totally in. And I don't care like, oh, but the money and this and that. And no. First decide, do you want to do this? And when you decide, the world opens up for you. The universe opens up a whole new trajectory path opens up for you. I know it can be scary. I know it can be scary to take the first leap. But I entered into a coaching program 3 years ago, which I'm still in now, that was, you know, a very high level program. And I did not know how I was going to pay for it. And it happened because I was able to start to attract and magnetize the ideal clients. Now, you're a high achieving architect, so high chances are you're already successful. You're already making the money too. So often it's something deeper. We use money as an excuse. We use money as an excuse to hold us back from what we really want. And that's the irony or the paradox of being human, that there's a dark that holds us back. Our mind will hold us back from stepping into the living, radiating, shining being that we are. Imagine what's possible. Imagine what's possible when you create through that beingness. Imagine what's possible when you create in partnership with the spirit of the land, with nature's energies, and with your feminine flow, with your feminine intuition, with your creativity, with your joy, with your abundance. So easeful, so easeful, so joyful, and opens the way for smooth project planning. And your clients are going to be like, oh my God, they get so excited. My clients get so excited when they're like, I just birthed the most amazing house drawing or blueprint. I get them to draw. I get them to draw and play with me and co-create with me. That's the future, women. That's the future. All right. So fill out the application form if this is really resonating with you. And once you fill it out, I will reach out to schedule our initial call and we'll take it from there. So let's do it. Oh, also, women who want to join me in Ephesus, I've got one more spot open for the fall. So if you are hearing the call to join me at one of the seven wonders of the world, the great temple of Artemis, and at an amazingly deluxe, beautiful retreat center for 3 nights and 2 days to receive high touch, personalized coaching from me and a tour of the sacred site so that you get to feel the power, the amazing power, the amazing energy that is overflowing there. A very important power center, very important power center. Actually, Matthias De Stefano was just there. And he shared in one of his posts that one of the big keys that he's been looking for is there. So women, just listen to your body. Listen to your body. If it's like vibrating and excited, but you maybe don't even know exactly why, just follow it. Follow it. Send me an email. There's also the application for the VIP retreat down below. Fill that out. Take the leap. Shift your life. Shift your life and start flowing with this current. This current that will help you to open up your abundance, your freedom, your joy. All right, until next time, bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting AishaRoseMelodyHassan.com. Until next time, Güle güle.